This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Allahu Rahman Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa 'azimi sultanik. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursalin Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure for me once again to welcome you to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have this beautiful Hadith Qudsi, a sacred tradition narrated by Rasulullah from his Lord. And this is about the richness of the heart. And I will read the Hadith in Arabic, translate it, and explain its beautiful meanings so that we can enhance our understanding and practice of this beautiful religion, Islam. Inna Allah Ta'ala yaqulu ya ibn Adam, tafarrag li ibadati amla'u sadraka ghina wa asudda faqrak, wa illa taf'al مَلَوْتُ يَدَيْكَ شُغْلًا وَلَمَّ سُدَّ فَقْرَقٍ. Allah the Most Exalted says, Son of Adam, devote yourself solely to my worship. I will fill your heart with abundance and satisfy your want, your need. If you don't do so, I will make you ever forever occupied with myriads of concerns, and I will leave you ever wanting for more and more. The narrator is Abu Huraira, and it is recorded by Imam Tirmidhi and others. This is a Hadith Qudsi, or a sacred tradition, which is neither part of the Quran nor is it reckoned as one of the standard narrations of the Prophet, traditions of the Prophet, because it is a narration of the Prophet from Allah in his own words, meaning the Prophet has used his own words to convey what was inspired to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to proclaim on his behalf, that is, behalf of Allah. The Quran, however, is Allah's words. Every word of it is the word of Allah. It has been dictated to the Prophet through the medium of Jibreel, alayhi salam. You read Quran in Salah, but you don't read Hadith Qudsi. This Hadith Qudsi invites us to devote ourselves to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real purpose of human life, which gives us meaning and purpose in life, is what Allah explains in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create jinn and humans except to worship me. So the sole purpose of our life, our creation, is to worship our Lord, the Creator. So our goal is to worship Allah, and we can never achieve peace unless we do so. If we neglect this duty and busy ourselves with myriads of projects and goals, we end up perishing in the valleys of life. Consequently, we will be deprived of peace and contentment, and we will definitely suffer alienation, worry, melancholy, grief, and depression, characteristics of human beings all over the world. This is something social scientists have noted. More and more people are becoming victims of alienation, worry, melancholy, depression, and grief. And many of them will commit suicide, take their own lives, even though they may have reached the peak of material success and glory. Allah says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً لَنْغَى وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Whosoever turns away from the remembrance of me, truly he shall be a miserable life, and we shall raise him blind on the day of resurrection. The ideal human beings are the prophets of Allah, who achieve excellence in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are our true role models. They have realized the fullness of their human potential and divine endowment. Their meditation, their mantra was, Inna salati wa nuski wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Surely my worship, my sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah, Lord of the worlds. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. He is the chief of all prophets. He is the seal of prophets. He realized the ultimate in establishing his servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus Allah spoke of him as my servant. It's a mark of honor. Allah says, Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Praise be to Allah who sent down the book unto his servant. In Surah Al-Isra, Quran 17, verse 1, it is 17 actually. Subhana alladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Glory be to him who carried his servant by night from the sacred mosque to the farthest mosque. Thus Allah bestows the highest honor on the messenger of Allah. But the question arises, what is the concept of ibadah or ubudiyah? The concept of ibadah or servitude or worship of Allah is not limited to performing rituals of worship. It is an entire way of life as the Abrahamic prayer mentioned above shows. Because in Nasalati Wanuski, is originally a prayer of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Thus, once a person has centered his life on Allah in the manner of Abraham and all of the messengers of Allah, he attains true human perfection and becomes a true servant of Allah. By virtue of this, he is freed of all worries and frustrations. He experiences peace within and without. Allah says in Surah 41, verse 30, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Truly those who say, our Lord is Allah, and then stand firm, the angels will descend upon them saying, fear not nor grieve, and rejoice in the garden that you have been promised. As opposed to the above, those whose heart is attached with anything or anyone other than Allah becomes a slave, whether he realizes it or not. The true freedom for human being lies in establishing servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas the real slavery is being a slave to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Arab motto says, a servant is free as long as he is content with the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a free man is a slave as long as he is greedy and not contented. Another saying, if you look for favors from humans like you, you will end up becoming their prisoner. Free yourself from depending on others, you will be free like them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, richness is not amassing wealth and possessions. Instead, true richness is the richness of the soul as manifested in contentment in the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet also says, whoever subsumes and all of his concerns under one bigger concern, namely the salvation in the next world, Allah will take care of his worldly concerns for him. If, however, a person is occupied with myriads of other concerns, neglecting his salvation in the next world, Allah will not care in which valley he perishes. Allah will abandon him to himself. The Prophet also says, whoever makes the salvation in the next world his main concern, Allah will fill his heart with sufficiency and unite all of his scattered concerns. And the worldly good will come to him in spite of itself. If, however, one is obsessed with the cares and concerns of the mundane world, Allah will make him ever poor and wanting and scatter his affairs. and he will get only that much share of the world that Allah has decreed for him. So lessons that we can learn from this beautiful hadith is the purpose of human life is solely to worship Allah, our Creator. It should be the focus of our life. If we do so, Allah has guaranteed that we will experience contentment and abundance. However, if we were to occupy ourselves with anything else, we will be deprived of peace and contentment. And we will also be forever wanting, no matter how much of the worldly possessions we accumulate. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us occupy our time with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain that richness of the soul. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.